Watson of the International Secret Police. Clint and Barney, learning that the octopus and his fleet of planes planned to land at a place known as Black Pass in the mountain range Nien Cheng Tang La, Tibet, plan to follow him as soon as the secret police monoplane is ready for them. The octopus gangster Chang gave them their information, and when they return to the room where he was imprisoned to take him back to the city, they find he has disappeared. Clint, knowing that Chang will communicate with the octopus as soon as he can get to a shortwave radio set, hastens back to Hong Kong with the others. We find them at Dr. Kingsley's, temporary headquarters of the secret police.
And so, Dr. Kingsley, you can readily see that there's no other course left for us than to fly into Tibet after the octopus. We're going to make the flight in a 6-passenger monoplane, a secret police ship, modern in every detail, equipped with a telegraph key, and also a radio shortwave sending and receiving set.
Yes, Clint?
Now, I'm telling you all this so that you'll know what sort of plane we're flying in, should you decide to come with us.
Go with you into Tibet?
Yeah, Dr. Kingsley. Clint thinks you'll be a lot safer with us than hanging around here in Hong Kong with the octopus gang determined to get rid of you.
Yes, but I thought the octopus had left Hong Kong, Speed.
He has, but that doesn't mean that all of his gang left with him. He has plenty of spies around town. And the first chance they get to get back at you for helping us, they'll sure do it.
Good heavens, then for Gene's sake, I must leave Hong Kong.
Can you get a leave of absence from your diplomatic duties, Doc?
Oh, yes, Barney. My position was never exactly an official one, anyhow. I helped the consul and the British authorities in Hong Kong whenever I could, but I'm far from necessary to them or to the government.
I'm sure that when they know the circumstances, they too will think it best that you leave. Well, for the time being at least, Doctor.
But, Clint, what about Gene? I can't take her on such a dangerous flight.
Well, that's the decision you must make, Doctor. Now, she's traveled with us before, you know, and has come through some pretty narrow escapes. Now, do you think that you would want to travel with her and without the protection of the secret police now?
Well, it's a hard decision to make. How soon would you be leaving?
As soon as Ying notifies me that the plane is ready for us to board. I've sent Bob Gilmore to the Golden Lotus for our belongings, the few that we'll take along. And if you go, I advise you to pack immediately.
You have room for it?
Sure, Doc. There'll just be the three of us, Bob, and you two. That makes 6 in any language.
Li Ying's going to stay here. He's got other secret police business to look after, and we can always reach him by shortwave if we get into any trouble.
Yeah, if we're still able to use the shortwave set.
Clint, Jean and I shall go with you. It may seem a mad thing to take a child like Jean into Tibet, but with everything considered, I believe it'll be the safest place for her. And I assure you that I'll do everything in my power to help you in your search for the octopus.
I know you will, Doctor.
Judging from what's happened in the past, you'll come in mighty handy for patching us up, especially Bob.
I think it's going to be a great trip. There's only one thing that kind of worries me, though.
Hmm? What's that, Speed?
I kind of wish we knew where Chang was, and just how soon he's going to tell the octopus that we're alive and coming after him.
OC-9 calling OC-1. OC-9 calling OC-1. Standing by. Emergency. Come in.
OC-1 replying to OC-9. Who is speaking?
It is Chang, Master. Chang, the outlook at the secret hangar.
Chang, what happened at the hangar? I tried to talk to them some time ago and no one was by the set.
Yes, Octopus. The secret police overcame us.
The police? Do you mean Barlow?
Yes, also Dunlap and the boy.
Speed Gibson. But we left them for dead. How did they live through our machine gun fire?
I know not. I saw the whole thing from my post nearby. So soon as your plane were out of sight, they arose and captured the hangar crew.
How did you escape?
I did not escape, Master.
What?
When they were all in the hangar arresting our men, I saw the boy had been left with the wounded. You have always said that to harm Clint Barlow, harm Speed Gibson.
And you succeeded?
No, Master. Just as I was upon him, Barlow and Dunlap saw me and opened fire. I am wounded in my right arm.
I have no interest in your wounds. What happened then?
I was arrested. They questioned me. They say they will beat me with fists if I do not tell them truly where you go.
Did you tell them?
I had to, Master. There were too many, and they knew when my tongue lied. Yes, I told them that you were to fly to the Black Pass in Yangcheng Tangla. Oh, yes, Master. I am your slave. I would die for you, yet I...
Yes, you tell the secret police my destination. You are most fortunate that hundreds of miles separate us, Cheng. Yes, I would teach you the value of silence in the torture chamber.
No, no.
Though my presence in Hong Kong is not necessary to bring such a thing to pass. All I need do is get in touch with the leader of my spies and he would bring you to justice.
Oh, no, please, Master. Mercy, mercy.
Did you think of mercy when you directed the secret police to the Black Pass?
But I escaped from them to warn you.
To warn me after betraying me. Treachery, Cheng, can only be repaid with one coin. Dismissal.
Death. Oh.
But I might show you mercy if you finish the job you have begun.
Anything, Master. Your word is law.
The police. How do they plan to follow me?
I heard them say they will fly in special six-passenger monoplane. A police plane.
Six-passenger monoplane. Large enough for my purpose. Cheng.
Yes?
You will stow away in this monoplane. Somewhere near the pilot's compartment. So that when the plane is in the air, you can get to the pilot, destroy him, and eventually the other passengers, since the plane must crash with no one to guide it.
Yeah, but what about me?
You shall die as you deserve to die.
Oh, no, no.
Do this, or I shall order my spy captain to seek you out, no matter where you try to hide, and take you to the torture chamber. There to die in a more lingering fashion.
No, no. I'll go to the plane. The police will never reach the Black Pass.
See that they don't. And first, see that you are not arrested again as you enter the plane. Or mark my words, Cheng. No bars the police can place around you will keep my vengeance from you. Now go. And follow my orders.
Here's the latitude and longitude of the Black Pass on this here paper, Doc. And reading from this map, it ought to be along about here.
But that's Jing now.
Oh, yes, sir. I'd better answer that. Hello. Oh, yes, Jing. This is Clint. The plane's already in. Oh, fine. We'll be right down. I'm expecting Bob with our things any minute now. What's that, Jing? Oh, yes. The doctor and Jean are going with us. I'll give you final directions when I see you. Yes, you be at the plane. We'll be there within the hour. All right, goodbye. Well, that's that. You still going with us, Doctor?
Yes, Clint. The servants have packed what few things we're taking, and I've given them orders to close the house during my absence.
Might as well. With the Octopus Gang using it for a target lately, it needs plenty of work on it to make it fit to live in again.
Well, I'll never live here again, Bonnie. Too much of this terrible has happened in this house. But I'll leave all our personal belongings here under the care of a watchman until we return.
I see Bob coming in at the gate with our things.
Oh, good. Might as well meet him then. Save time if you're ready to go, Doctor.
Yes. I'll call Jean. She's saying goodbye to the servants. Then we can leave immediately.
Oh, boy. I can hardly wait to get down to our plane and start for the Black Pass. This is going to be a great flight.
And I can hardly wait until we fly back out of Tibet. But you're young yet, kid. You'll...
Barney, is that the place where they keep the secret police plane?
Yep, that's it, honey. The hangar of the International Secret Police.
Well, the plane is an amphibian, isn't it?
Yeah, it's both a land and water plane, Doc. They park it in the hangar to service it.
I see.
Are we to meet Ying inside, Clint?
Yes, Bob. Oh, say, I'm glad you remembered to bring my box of makeup material along. That's more important than clothes to us.
Yeah, I suppose you'll make me up to look like a goat or something when we land in Tibet.
I had quite a job convincing the hotel manager that I was okay. He probably thought I'd done away with you all and had come for your valuables, the way he looked at me.
Say, I don't see Ying anywhere in the hangar, do you?
No, the ground crew is standing by, but I can't spot Ying anywhere.
All ready to go, Mr. Barlow? The plane's warmed up.
Oh, yes, thanks. But have you seen Mr. Ying?
Why, yes, not more than 15 minutes ago. He stayed with the plane while we all went for a bite to eat.
That's funny. He ought to be here yet, then.
Maybe he's inside the plane.
Might as well go over and take a look.
I'll see that your baggage is taken care of. We'll start the motors, too, Mr. Barlow. Yeah, spin them, Mike. Mr. Barlow's here.
Okay.
Gee, that plane's a beauty.
Sure is. Guess this flight ain't gonna be so bad after all.
It's going to be wonderful, Barney. I'm so excited about it, I don't know what to do.
Well, you just do what I tell you, Jean, and don't get in the way.
I won't, Daddy.
Who's gonna take her off, Clint?
I wish you would, Barney. I want to study this map very carefully once we're in the air. Haven't had a fair chance yet.
We have plenty of ammunition?
Yes, Bob. Ying saw to all that. He also arranged to keep us supplied with more when we run out of our present supply.
Well, that's great. I see now why you need a dependable man in your Hong Kong base.
You bet. You'll have plenty of work to do. I want you to work on this map with me.
Clint.
What speed?
Who's that lying just inside the plane? See in the doorway?
Sofa and Wang Doodles. Would that be Ying?
Quick, come on, step on it.
No wonder we couldn't find him.
I hope he's all right.
Don't look all right to me.
Oh, dear.
Now, you stay back, honey, while I take a look at Ying.
I'll get him out of the plane.
Here, I'll give you a hand.
Yeah. Come on,
all right.
Easy now, boys. There we are.
Okay, do your stuff, Doc.
Let's see now.
What happened, Doctor?
Well, he's been hit hard. Possible fracture. He must be taken to a hospital immediately.
And any delay might ruin our chances of surprising the octopus. We can't wait. Who could have done this? And why?
The ground crew can take care of Ying, Clint. We gotta take off.
Yeah, with Chang loose, anything can happen.
It already has happened, kid. Our best man laid out cold just before we start the flight to Tibet. A fine beginning. But let's go. It's too late to stop or turn back now.